Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Daily's dirty.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Daily is dirty, by the way. John Daly is a dirty man. Very
we
dirty
just don't
man.
Give a
Yeah, that's right. That guy right there. We've had us a hell of a time now. There's no doubt about it. A couple of them, and I can confirm he is dirty. We are The Drive, Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. Come on out. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy off Park Row. Come on through. Got a little noisemaker here. They're getting good and revved up now. They're getting good and revved up. The beer is cold. The bar air is starting to fill up, and bartenders are on their toes now. Look out. Come on out and join us. We'll have a good time. We got a couple of $50 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards to give away. Not 25. These are $50. We got two of them. And then we've got, what do we got over there in the autographed memorabilia, the items over there?
We got an autographed football from Pro Bowler Nico Collins.
There you go.
And we got an autographed game-size helmet from Christian Harris, linebacker who they're going to need this week for you right here.
Yeah.
Run that up.
There you go. Come on through. Got a little something. Got to just put your name in the raffle box, and we'll be giving that away over the next couple of hours here. Buffalo Wild Wings, Bud Light. Big shout out to those two for making this happen. The Bud Light gals are here making their rounds. Big shout out for making this whole year happen of Thirsty Thursdays and today's Football Friday. And again, big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for being so supportive as well. So come on out, enjoy the good times, get ready for the Texans game on Saturday, but the Texas game tonight. Got monster college football playoff action tonight. Ohio State Buckeyes versus the Texas Longhorns. I believe this is the national championship game. I know Pendergast ain't gonna like that. I know my Notre Dame fans ain't gonna like that. I believe tonight is the two best football teams, and I probably should have said this before because I believe it with Penn State as well. I think these are the two best football teams in college football, two most complete. You're talking about two really good defenses, two quarterbacks that are performing well or have the ability to perform well. You're talking about an offense that both offenses have running backs that can run it and run up 100-plus yards. Hell, both teams have two running backs that can do that. Both teams have big-time targets at the wide receiver position. They got threats at the tight end position. I think these are actually the two best football teams left in the playoffs. I think the playoff is the national championship game is actually tonight. We'll see what Notre Dame does. I'm glad, by the way, Notre Dame made it and Penn State didn't because I was afraid of an all-Big Ten national championship game. And I don't know that I'd be able to stomach that, to be honest with you. So, big game tonight for Texas. Any way you slice it, but we got to chop up this Texans game on Saturday. And earlier in the week, this created a good couple of conversations. Ron, I want to revisit it and see if there's anything you guys would add. The absolute gotta haves for the Houston Texans this weekend to get a W. I think offensively, I'm asking them to do some simple, stupid, doesn't take a whole hell of a lot of talent type things, right? One, Bobby Slowick, in critical moments of the game, and I say critical moments, I mean third and shorts, I mean fourth and shorts, I mean red zone, goal line, any time in the game. Obviously, as the second half, the first half, you get into a two-minute drive type situation. In the fourth quarter, if you're lucky enough to potentially have a four-minute drive where you're trying to chew clock, those types of situational football, Bobby Slowick cannot call any run whatsoever where Dalton Schultz is at the point of attack play side. Just can't happen. Absolutely cannot happen. Deontay Johnson, receiver that was picked up off the streets, could be a blessing in disguise. The fact that the Texans were able to claim him, he's got to be full go. Not saying he has to have a huge night, but he's got to be full go and be an option for C.J. Stroud. Nico Collins needs help. You're not going to get it from Dalton Schultz. You're not going to get it from John Mechie. You're not going to get it from Xavier Hutchinson. No disrespect to those guys. We've just seen a large sample size. This is playoff football.
Certainly not likely to get it.
You're not likely. You got to have somebody that's special, somebody that's proven. And I think Deontay Johnson is that. But he's got to be available a few times Saturday to counterpunch off of hopefully a decent run game and Nico Collins. That's number two. Number three, Laremy Tunsil and his pre-snap penalties, they have to be a thing of the past. Laremy Tunsil cannot kill two drives with pre-snap penalties in the first half like he did last week against the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if they killed the drive, but they damn sure put us behind the chain. Those are hard to overcome in playoff football. Last but not least, on the offensive side of the football, C.J. Stroud has to eliminate the bonehead interception and the bonehead misses. The unacceptable interceptions, the unacceptable misses. If it's just in the course of play, ball's tipped, it's picked. If hey, you throw a ball and you maybe try to force it into some coverage to Nico and it gets picked, I'm fine with. But when a receiver's running wide open and all you got to do is throw in the ocean and you underthrow it and it ends up being an interception, we've got to eliminate that from the game. The game, not this week, but 2 weeks ago against Baltimore, there was four misses in a two-drive span that were absolutely crippling for the Texans' offense. Like, that has to be out of this offense if you're going to win a playoff game against this kind of opponent. This is a solid opponent you're going to have to go out and beat. Now, very beatable, but you got to go out and beat them. I don't think this is a team that's going to give you three, four, or five turnovers and just give the ball game to you. So that's got to happen. We talked about those last week. Ryan, you got anything on the offensive side of the football that you want to add to that?
Actually, let me go at the end because my must-have, got to have, okay, is kind of an overall.
Okay, I'll give you that. I want to jump over to the defensive side of the football. With Jeff Okuda being healthy, the Texans are going to be in a position where they can either slide Kamari Lassiter into the slot and help deal with Ladd McConkey, who is their number one weapon offensively and has been really, really good, or they can take their all-pro corner, Pro Bowl corner, Derek Stingley, and play the match game if they want to try to eliminate him from the game altogether. So they've got options. The only way you have the Lassiter option is with Jeff Okuda being healthy. And here's the deal. With Jeff Okuda in the game, the one thing he's got to do, Ron, is he's got to keep everything in front of him. He cannot let Quentin Johnston, because he's a deep threat. He's a big, he's throw it up and I'll go get it type of wide receiver. You cannot let him or DJ Chark, to be honest, you're another speed guy. You cannot become a liability at the corner position. And Jeff Okuda is the one that has the most potential. The other two are nails. Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley are nails. Jeff Okuda is the one that has to keep everything in front of him and keep it together.
Because he can allow D'Amico to use those other guys in different ways, right? If Jeff Okuda gives you some level of confidence, then hell, if you want to put, you know, Lassiter in the slot, or you want to put Stingley in the slot, it allows you to do that, right?
Yeah.
You know, at this point, man, I don't know that he feels confident maybe with other guys to do that, if he had to do that with Ross or any of the other corners. So, yeah, Okuda's a big deal if they could at least trust that he can be out there.
Just keep everything in front of you, baby. Don't let him catch a ball. Look, the other thing, when you keep it in front of you, be tight enough to make the tackle. Don't let him wheel back inside and run another 40 yards. Jeff Okuda just has to be solid. This is where it gets hairy for me, but I think this is the kind of game it is, boys. I think offensively, you just got to keep the train on the tracks. I think defensively, you got to be great. And I can't say that this defense has to be great and then not expect what I think is the three best players to do great things. And Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, I'm going to put this number on it. You tell me if you think it's high enough, Ron. I think Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter have to have three-plus sacks. They have to have three or more sacks.
Hey, I'm with you. I mean, like I said, I don't have any fear of anybody really, to me, even Ladd, who's good. I think they just go to him a lot. I don't have any fear of their guys.
Yeah.
But a big part of it is he's going to hold the football, and he's going to give you opportunities.
Yes.
You heard Dino Vasso, who was on with us, the secondary coach for the Texans. He's going to hold the football, and give you opportunities.
Yep.
And you got to make him pay for holding the football.
That's right. So Will and Daniil have to be special. Here's the other thing. If you don't get him on the ground, he's averaging over 4.5 yards a carry. That don't happen if he doesn't scramble for big-time yardage. If you don't get him on the ground, we got problems. So Will and Daniil have to be big-time. I'm going three-plus sacks. Tyler, I don't know what the over-under is in the game for both of those guys. I bet it's half a sack. But they both have to have at least one, and one of them needs to have two in order to get this one done. And Derek Stingley, again, the all-pro corner, the Pro Bowl corner. Ron, not only is there a chance that we could – I don't think this is going to be the game plan from jump, but it wouldn't surprise me if Ladd McConkey doesn't get loose in the first half because he's been really good in first quarters, really. Of late, I don't know what the stat that the season will tell you, but of late he's been really good first quarter, getting a good chunk play every damn quarter to start every game. But I don't think the plan is for Derek Stingley to shadow him from jump. I don't know that he deserves that kind of respect. But if he gets loose a little bit in that first half, it might damn sure be the halftime adjustment. Either way it goes, I think Derek Stingley Jr. has to get a turnover.
Yeah,
they got to turn him over, man.
They love to go to him. I definitely agree with that. See, the last two things that you said kind of feeds into my overall, as you're putting it, gotta have. And I just kind of look back at that Baltimore game, Clint.
Mm-hmm.
See if you follow where I'm going. C.J. Stroud, 17-31, 185 yards and an interception, no touchdowns. Joe Mixon, 9 rushes for 26 yards, no touchdowns. He also had 2 catches for 13 yards. Nico Collins, 3 catches for 59 yards, no touchdowns. He only got 3 catches in the game. Coming down here, who'd you say? Daniil Hunter against the Ravens, 1 tackle.
Yep.
Will Anderson, 2 tackles and a half a sack that they later gave to him. Derek Stingley in the game against the Ravens, 1 tackle.